He just needed some reassurance.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Story time. I don't know that I tell a whole lot of stories about Obadiah. Obadiah is my fifth child.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often called him the forgotten child because he's so self-sufficient. He handles his own stuff. He gets mm-hmm. his own food. He can make his own eggs. He can do whatever. He can do it all. I usually don't have to bother with Obadiah and therefore the forgotten child.
Aww.
But there, a couple nights ago, I came out of the bedroom to go to the bathroom, and I saw him in the hallway. Well, he's supposed to be in bed. I'm like, mm-hmm. Obadiah, what you doing? He's like, I'm scared. I'm like, what's the problem? He's like, there was a spider. Like, there was a spider? He's like, yeah, before they went to bed, he saw a spider on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And there was cobwebs, and so he was freaking out because he did not know where the spider was. And I'm like, I get that. There's no way that we're going to find it now. So what you need to do, I gave him a nice little hug, and you get in your bed and tucked in the sheets real tight. So I said, but you got to know, you are so much bigger than that spider. He is far more scared of you. You're not his food, you know? And just reassuring him a little bit, and it was fun to be dad to the child who, like I said, sometimes forgotten. He's not forgotten. He knows we love him and stuff, but it was good to have a little bit of Obadiah time
mm-hmm.
and just remembering how much God cares for each one of us. None of us are the forgotten child, even if we sometimes think we are. He cares for each of us so much. Here's everything from Lincoln Brewster, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.